great day's racing. Alex Deedman from Racing Sports joins me. How are you, Alex?
Yeah, I'm doing good, Cozzy. How about you?
Fantastic. Great day. And I must say, it was interesting. I won't name the trainer, for I don't want to embarrass the bloke. But he said to me on the day, he said, this is one of the best tracks ever to race on in New South Wales, Newcastle. He said, it's fair. It's a great track, great start. And he said, we should be racing on this more often, Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah, I completely agree. It's a fantastic track, big, long straight. So the back markers can be spotting the leaders, a massive head start and still reel them in. I don't know how long the straight is, but I think it's well clear of 400 metres, isn't it, Cozzy?
Yeah, it's a good long straight. Absolutely. I'll look up the actual dimension shortly and check for you. But, I mean, it just gives every horse a fair chance.
Yeah, and just looking at the track, it just looked absolutely lush. They had it perfectly prepped for the meeting, and realistically, that's par for the course for the Newcastle Turf Club. They really do a fantastic job. Of course, they've got the two-day carnival. They had the two-day carnival prior to this, and, yeah, the track always played fair, even at the back end of the carnival after they'd run over a dozen races on it.
Yep. Now, Savatiano, by gee, that was a good strong win, wasn't it? James McDonald rode it brilliantly, just did that little bit of a breather, and then the kick on the straight was terrific.
It was impressive. Straight to the front and just far too good. This was a career peak for her. She was taking on the boys. Usually, Savatiano, she generally amassed her wins and prize money in fillies and mares grade prior to this. She's extremely versatile. She's capable over 1,200 metres up to the mile. I suspect 1,400 1,300 metres is a pet trick, though, so maybe a race like the Tats Tiara might be a long-term goal for her this season. She's a dual group winner, but, yeah, that group one, that's the next thing that she's got to check off her things to do with, and she's certainly capable of doing it based on the figure she ran to on Saturday. We were speaking of there being no track bias at Newcastle. Tactical advantage, he was huge in second. He was spotting the leaders, a massive head start, but was just rattling home down the centre of the track. Jamie Lovett post-race suggested they might look at a Stradbroke handicap with him next year. And yeah, rightly so. I think that's a fair enough statement of what he produced on Saturday. And Bonamy in third, he brought home another big paycheck for connections. Jason Deemer, I say it time and time again, he places his horse so well. Had to run him in the Hunter off a virus setback and had him ready to go third. First up over 1,300 metres. And yeah, that was his first up run. He probably gets kept fresh from here for races like the Starlight Stakes and the Razor Sharp. Even a race like the Buffering at Eagle Farm over 1,200 metres on December 28th, that could be an option for him too. It's a $200,000 race. And set weights plus penalties around this time of year could suit Bonamy down to the ground, Cozzy.
I thought a couple of disappointments. Graf, I thought, was quite disappointing. And Le Romain.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, Le Romain bled, so he's off for a mandatory 3-month break. And, look, off what Graf did too, he's probably going to the Spelling Paddock as well. Both are quality horses on their day, and I've got no doubt that we'll be seeing them back in the autumn and buying their trade at group level and no doubt running well.
Now, a couple of other nice runs here on the day. Asiago, again, Godolphin. That was a terrific win in the Spring Stakes.
Yeah, back to New South Wales, back to the winner's circle. She's produced a time form rating of 99, and it's a career best for her. She's had a fantastic spring where she's worked through the grades. In terms of Spring Stakes, though, this is a low figure. With the race moved to the back end of spring, it's no longer a lead-up race into the Spring Champion Stakes. So it serves a different purpose now, after the top line three-year-olds head to the paddock. So I wouldn't be surprised to see more fillies win it moving forward. We saw the Quinella of the race, both members of the fairer sex. Game of Thorns in second. She was massive. She's improved with each run this campaign. Just Society, he was luckless along the rail in sixth. And Rule the World, I wouldn't be giving up on him, even though he was beaten favourite. Maybe just needs a slight drop back in trip, and there are plenty of opportunities for him to drop back in trip over the summer, 1,400, 1,500 metres, Cozzy. A longer-term goal, maybe something like the Scone Guineas at the back end of the Autumn Carnival, where they race for some really big money, Cozzy.
John Ramsey, he's on fire at the moment, isn't he? Wherever he goes, he's he's racing, his horses are racing brilliantly.
He is. A Scone Stable, really punching above their weight at metropolitan level. In this instance, it was a case of third time lucky for Pennot missed this prep. She'd been building nicely toward this, and she's improved with each run this prep. And the great thing about this girl, she's only got a benchmark of 67 after Saturday, so she can go to similar fillies and mares benchmark 78 races in the coming weeks. So from the mark that she's won off, there could potentially be another big payday or two for connections in this prep alone. And depending on how she progresses off this win, the country championships next autumn really shape as an ideal big money target race for her. In the autumn, she can potentially be running in fillies and mares stakes races and then go back to a country restricted race. So definitely one to watch over the next 6 months, Cozzy. Certainly has the profile of a very progressive mare.
Yeah, the place getters were nice runs as well. I mean, there wasn't much covering, probably about nine of them when they hit the line.
No, I mean, so taken. She was hugely unlucky. She just got stuck on the fence. And when she got clear, she was really savaging the line late. Probably a little bit cooler on So Taken, even though it was a complete black book run. She has been up for a little while now. That run did come off a freshen up. I'm certainly curious to see where she goes for her next start. I could definitely see her sort of winning a benchmark 88 fillies and mares race sometime over the next 6 weeks.
All right, we go to look at a few of the others. Trophies galore. That was a nice win on the highway there.
Yeah, her prep's commenced great. Two wins from as many starts. She won a benchmark 58 at Muswellbrook to kick off her prep. And as far as benchmark 58 wins go, this was quite impressive. She got just posted. I think she was something like 4 or 5 wide no cover for most of the run, but she was still too good. And, she took another step up on Saturday in the highway handicap. She's graduated from the highway handicaps now. So she'll go back to country and provincial level from here. So she probably loses some relevancy from a Saturday perspective. Excella stuck to her task well for third. This girl jumped at $15. With Maddie Dunn's success in these highway handicap races, it honestly boggles the mind when any of these runners jump at that price. She'll take beating if she goes to a highway handicap for her third run. And then missing sixth, she was unlucky but strong late. I think her and Excella, they'll go to a 1,200-metre highway handicap at Rose Hill in a fortnight. And, yeah, they'll both be right there at the business end, Cozzy.
Now, Tommy Berry was pretty keen on the Max Lees Classic winner, Tilly Rose. You want to know, I think, whether it was Magic Millions qualified.
Yeah, right. Look, this girl, fresh off a good result in the Golden Gift, the Snowden Stable, have unveiled another promising one. She's run to a time form rating of 97, which is on the lower side of what we've seen produced from two-year-old winners to date. But the good thing is how sharply they can improve with some race experience under their belt. See You Soon and Dame Giselle, they ran around this same mark at their respective debuts. And then 2 weeks later, they both improved length, quinellaing the Golden Gift. With that in mind, giving this girl one more run before a summer spell and then an autumn prep might be the way to go. There are certainly a couple of options for her at the start of next month. She's got the right stable, right pedigree. She has the race experience under the belt now. And for mine, she's definitely a filly worth following and backing at her next start if we do see her have a second run this prep, Cozzy.
All right. House of Cartier won the first, and Johnny Sargent with a nice Alamosa horse.
Yeah, she was a dual group place filly. And on Saturday, she showed what she could do getting out to a suitable trip. She was strong to the line, and she produced that win despite running well below what she's capable of. It was a career-best win, but only her fourth highest-rated performance. And that bodes really well for her tackling stakes races over the next month, knowing that there is that extra bit up the sleeve. It looks like she's probably going to go to the Billiers Stakes in 4 weeks. Maybe she does that via the ATC Cup over 2,000 metres or dropping back to the Festival Stakes. She really gets a chance to maximise her broodmare value with a black-type win. She's clearly the one from the race who has the upside. The next four across the line, they've all had a few runs this prep. They're up and about. I can't tip them up moving forward, but I think the good news is for Connections, they'll keep the prize money checks coming in through the summer months, Cozzy.
Yeah, Into the Abyss won the Benchmark 88 straight after the Hunter, and that was a good strong field. That was a ripper.
Yeah, she'd been up for a while, but she keeps firing. I think she kicked off her prep in August. There were a couple of mares on Saturday who produced career best wins, which rated below their career peaks achieved while performing at group level. This girl, she placed behind the Seabrook and Fiesta in a Sweet Embrace Stakes as a two-year-old last year. She just needs that black type win now. I'd say she's probably going to spell and then come back in the autumn or maybe even the late autumn, Brisbane winter, to chase that black type win. Outrageous. Don't really want to relive it, but he had no luck. He got stuck on the heels of a tiring runner. Never got clear. It was a complete forget run. He's too early in his prep and profiles like a horse who can chalk up another win or two over the summer. You've got to really feel for Brock Ryan. He had his horse third on the fence in run on two occasions on Saturday. So taken was the other, and he just couldn't get him clear. One of those scenarios where the jockey did everything right, just had no luck in the closing stages. So let's hope he's not too jaded after those two runs, because realistically, if you have him third on the fence, you know, 9 times out of 10, you are going to get the run and you're going to come home the winner, aren't you, Cozzy?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Strain was a good, strong win for Sammy Clinton in the last, the way it got home, wasn't it?
Yeah, look, she's improved with each run this prep. Both her starts over 1,500 metres this prep, they've been strong. Realistically, from here, she's going to jump from a benchmark 78 to a festival stakes in 2 weeks' time. That's a noticeable rise in grade, but she'll at least be peaking fourth run from a spell, and she'll get a nice weight drop jumping up so sharply in grade. Smart Missile, Cozzy. Underrated sire. Made of heaven, Smart Melody, and he's standing out of Cootamundra for something like 20 grand. Yeah, outside of Strome, Musharib, he's produced two good runs so far this prep. Could be a case of third-time lucky for him next start, I think.
All right. What would you stand out from the day?
Just in terms of one that we can hone in on and follow, Pin-Up Miss. Look, she won on Saturday with a benchmark of 62, and she's only going to have a benchmark of 67 after Saturday, so she can potentially knock off even two more fillies and mares benchmark 78 races over the next month, Cozzy. A little bit boring, tipping up a last start winner, but she certainly profiles as a mare who can progress through the grades over the summer.
All right, good on you, Alex. Good to catch up. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Cozzy.